USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is in France for the G7 summit. He's already working out disagreements among leaders and concerns over his trade war with China. The dispute is expected to dominate many of the conversations at this year's G7. The president defended his position.
I think our tariffs are very good for us. We're taking in tens of billions of dollars. China's paying for it.
On Friday, China unveiled retaliatory tariffs on roughly $75 billion worth of U.S. goods. The president responded by announcing he would increase existing Chinese tariffs. Israel has launched airstrikes against Syria. They struck Iranian targets near Damascus, prompting anti-aircraft fire by Syrian forces. The Israeli military said warplanes hit Iranian forces that were planning to use attack drones armed with explosives. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The world is now watching the wildfires in the rainforests of Brazil. Some of the Amazon fires do start naturally caused by lightning, but others have been deliberately set by loggers and farmers clearing land. Marcio Estreni from Greenpeace Brazil says President Bolsonaro is responsible for the people setting the fires. A right-wing billionaire has passed away. USA's John Hunt has more.
David Koch, the billionaire conservative activist and philanthropist who was lauded by the right and rebuked by the left, has passed away. Charles Koch did not say how his brother died, but David Koch blamed deteriorating health when he stepped down last year from Koch Industries, a Kansas-based energy and chemical corporation, with an annual revenue of over $110 billion. The brothers were tied as the 11th richest in the world this year in a ranking by Forbes. At the time of his death, David Koch was worth $42.5 billion. He was 79.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An Illinois judge named a former U.S. attorney as a special prosecutor to lead an investigation into the authorities' handling of the Jesse Smollett case, in which he reported he'd been assaulted by two men who shouted derogatory slurs. A judge appointed Daniel Webb to look into the case, which stems from Smollett's reported assault in Chicago in January. Investigators at first attempted to locate the assailants, but eventually declared the story was a hoax, and prosecutors charged the former Empire star with several counts of filing a false police report. Prosecutors said they believe Smollett staged the attack to drum up popularity and sympathy for his career. Prosecutors dropped the charges in March, and evidentiary files were sealed. The judge appointed Webb after 30 other Illinois prosecutors turned down the appointment. U.S. churches are marking a strange anniversary on Sunday. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The bells will be rung at churches on Sunday to mark the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the first African-American slaves in the English colonies. Most churches will do so at 3 p.m. local time, ringing them for 4 minutes, 1 minute for each century of slavery on these shores. It's part of a year-long commemoration spearheaded by the 400 Years of African-American History Commission, which is administered by the National Park Service. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.